Let's lift her name up together. Come on, y'all. Renisha McBride. Renisha McBride. Renisha McBride.
It's been more than a week, and people are still coming out to these candlelit vigils and these rallies to remember Renisha McBride. The 19-year-old Detroiter died here in Dearborn Heights. It's a mostly white suburb right next to Detroit. Police say what happened is that her car crashed around 1 a.m. a week ago Saturday, and then 2 hours later, around 3 a.m., McBride was shot and killed on the front porch of a suburban home. Police are not releasing the homeowner's name yet, but they are confirming that he shot and killed McBride. He was taken to the police station where he was questioned and then let go. He told police he thought McBride was trying to break into his house and that then his shotgun went off accidentally. But McBride's family isn't buying it.
My niece is gone. Now, right now, the way I'm feeling it was racist.
Bernita Spinks is McBride's aunt. She told the local Fox News station that she believes McBride was just looking for help after her crash.
You seen this black African young lady knocking, not breaking in your house, not breaking a window, knocking for help.
McBride's family says they even had to have a closed casket funeral for McBride because of the gunshot wound to her head. Bernita Spinks, her aunt, says it is unfair that her niece's killer is still free.
And he's out of jail? Wow. Could I possibly do that? Somebody knocked at my door and I pulled my shotgun out? Would I be standing here? No, I'd be in jail without a bond.
There was a lot of banging. There was a lot of noise. And it didn't sound like just knocking.
This is Cheryl Carpenter. She is the homeowner's lawyer. And while she won't give his name, she says he is white, he's 54, he lives alone, and he works full-time. And on the night of the shooting, Carpenter says her client was afraid for his life and regrets what he says was an accident.
This is a tragedy for everybody involved, and the homeowner is completely torn up. He realizes another person's life was taken. It was a young woman. And he is devastated by that fact.
So far, no eyewitnesses to the shooting have come forward. But Dearborn Heights police say they do want to arrest the homeowner. But the county prosecutor says more investigation still needs to be done. Meanwhile, attorney Cheryl Carpenter says people are making up their minds before they have all the facts.
Then you add the racial element into it. The case has now taken a life of its own, and it's not going down the right track.
Friday's funeral for McBride capped off a violent, weary week in Detroit. Afterwards, three women gathered in the church parking lot to talk about the service. They've all carved out lives here in the city, but they're now feeling like it's just too much.
Then I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock, three more. Oh, I'm out of here. I got to take the rest of my grandkids' sons, and I'm getting them out of Detroit.
Still, the rallies for Renisha McBride are continuing, and some protesters, like Dream Hamilton, say McBride's death reminds them of Trayvon Martin's, the unarmed Florida teen who was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer.
This is unfortunate, the strategy we had to take with Trayvon. You know, people had to protest to get an arrest.
As this anger and this weariness grows, no one seems any closer to understanding what actually happened that night on the porch in Dearborn Heights. For Stateside, I'm Kate Wells in Detroit.